Farmer's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, everybody. Good rain last night. Everybody's been asking for one Thursday and then one Monday night, so we've kind of made up this week. Got two very special guests this morning that will help me on the air since Mr. Rector took off out of town again. Miss Lauren Mobley with Wild Bird Unlimited.
Morning.
Good morning, young lady. And my lovely bride, Rhonda Crump. She's
good
filling
morning.
In today. She and Lauren work good together. I don't have to do a whole lot.
So. We more take over.
Yeah, y'all do take over. That's all right with me. And I'm sorry, but I can't remember his name again.
That's Chris.
I just met him. We were introduced outside, and I've lost it on the way in here.
It's all right. It's all right.
My mental capacity is slacking a little bit here lately.
Yep, my other half. So, yeah, Chris is with us this morning, too.
Hello. I thought you were his other half.
I'm his better half. He's my other half.
Now, Rhonda's my better half. I thought he was your better
half. No, I'm
better. Watch it.
Y'all been together a while now, because I remember your first date.
Over 2 years?
I got yelled at. I remember that. I don't forget things like that.
I can tell.
It doesn't happen very often. I thought I was wrong once, and it turned out I was right.
Yeah. So far,
anyway,
so good.
How's the... This is a weird week in Rock Hill this week. It wasn't as hot as it had been, and we had more rain than we had.
Thank
there's,
heaven.
There's still a lot of little places around here I talked to yesterday that hadn't had any rain. Winston-Salem's one of them.
Really?
They are bone dry.
Oh, gosh.
My nephew lives there now. And he said, it's doing like it's doing y'all. It's going around us.
Well,
go north and go south.
I was gone for a few weeks ago, and it was dry all week long. And I came back, and all of my porch plants, like they're just starting to come back now, but I've been watering them faithfully and so grateful for the rain.
You're supposed to have somebody water before you while you're out of town.
I know.
We got that tidbit.
Sometimes that's hard to find somebody to do that.
It was a work trip, and prepping for the work part of the trip just took over everything.
I remember it was your franchise meeting.
Yep, franchise meeting and trade show. Went really well. Got a few new things coming in for the holidays because we do have a trade show that's part of that. And so I picked out. We've got some new bath and garden things that are already in the store. And, well, it's summer. People still, you know, enjoying their yards, and birds, of course, need water. So we've got some pretty new bird baths, some glazed ceramic colorful things that are just gorgeous, and some yard art decor. I've got a new bumblebee that is, he's solar, and his butt lights up, and it's hilarious. I love him, but we've only actually...
I might have to come look at that.
There's only a few of them left. Those have been good hits. So, yeah, that's one of the things that I picked up, and of course, we've got some holiday stuff that'll be unveiled a little later this year. But yeah, some stuff to make the holidays interesting. And
I used to go to a couple of trade shows a year, and all they really were was the party and spend money.
That's a lot.
I spent a lot of money.
Yeah,
but I sold most of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You should go in and you see some new stuff. And, you know, bird feeding itself doesn't change a whole lot because the birds don't change a whole lot. So, you know, try to bring in some new decorative stuff. We've got some new food stuff coming in later this year. Some super hot pepper for those pesky squirrels who are still eating the hot pepper offerings we have now. I know.
I'm going out with my little 22 one of these days. And,
I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have a super soaker by the back door for when the raccoons come in.
They're not climbing the feeder, but, you know, they're running around at the bottom of the feeder picking up what the birds drop. So
sure.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, let them do cleanup.
Be careful with raccoons.
Oh, yeah.
They can hurt you.
I know.
What's that?
Raccoons.
The raccoons.
Yeah.
So yeah. Many of them around here have rabies.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. We trapped 14 in 2 weeks, and 5 out of the 14 had rabies.
Hmm.
That was a couple years
ago.
How
do you know that? How do you know?
The way they act.
Well.
They're very aggressive in the cage.
Okay. You don't think that's extra testosterone?
No.
All right.
And it's hard to find out now. I didn't know this. Years ago, I called the health department and sent somebody out to take them and test them. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So the girl told me, said, we only do domestic animals.
Okay.
I said, okay, what's the difference? Both of them can get rabies.
Yeah.
And you don't want people to get it. Right. That's what I heard.
Well, you don't want people messing with the wild animals to begin with.
Yeah.
So
they're here for a reason.
Right.
The wild animals mess with me first. They started turning stuff over every night.
Yeah.
Turned 200 or 300 plants over a night, and it took half a day to set them all back up. And I warned them, but they didn't listen.
Nope.
But
Anywho.
You can't relocate them to somebody else's property.
Nope.
Well, see, we got two tracts of property, so we're going to move them from the nursery over to the creek.
Right.
He told me that was illegal.
Oh, well.
Because this property didn't connect.
Oh.
So don't ride out here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say here I'm going to take drastic action. I move them over there, it won't hurt anything.
Right, right. So, Rhonda, you said you've got some interesting visitors in your yard.
Yeah, I've had some more birds, different kind of birds. I've had the little yellow finches.
Yep, lots of goldfinches. The men are in their bright, handsome yellow, and the women a little more drab.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm... And there was one, like I said, I don't know what it is. I've been trying to Google it to see if I could find it. But it has just like a little bit of red on its head and it's gray.
Okay.
And I hadn't figured out what he is yet. But my red birds are still there. And the blue jays aren't as around as much as they used to be.
Okay. So. Well, the tree nuts are coming into fruition right now. So your blue jays are probably up in the tops of the trees eating all of those fresh nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what happens as we get later in the summer is everything goes to seed. So the natural food's real plentiful. Your red and gray bird, I'm wondering if it's not a sparrow of some sort.
It may be.
Yeah.
Type,
yeah. Because we've got some different sparrows that have some rufous on the head and a mix of like grays and browns on the rest of the body.
I've had a few little bluebirds come bopping through.
Okay.
But, you know, I just like to watch my birds.
Absolutely.
So, my hummingbirds, they're null and void.
Okay.
So
got some music coming up.
There's that time, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Beach.
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech. AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy cost.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
Okay, we better get back on the air before the girls start jamming on me in here. I have to leave it to Matt.
Bird songs today.
Absolutely. Bird songs. I love it.
Okay. One thing I want to throw in real quick before we get back to our little feathered friends is, with this rain, make sure you don't overwater your grass or your shrubs. Mm. The shrubs, people laugh at me, but I've said it 50 years. If you get a rain, they'll green up the next day. You put all the water you want them, that keeps them alive. That maintains them. That doesn't make them grow. And it's amazing to watch it rain and the next morning how life is in everything.
All right. So that's the difference between rain and like tap water.
Exactly.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. All your irrigation is doing is keeping them alive.
Okay.
And then we still need that inch of water a week. And I think we've hit well over that this week.
Well, after not having near that for a few weeks, it's time.
But it's supposed to rain this whole next week.
Yep.
And like I said before, you know, you can still plant in the summertime. It's not the plants that have a problem. It's the people putting them in have a problem.
Mm.
They don't like the heat.
No, it is. It's hot out there. You got to stay hydrated.
And they're talking upper 80s and low 90s this next week and rain every day.
And that's not bad. Yeah.
And this time of year, that's wonderful. They're always around here, August was our hot month, not June.
Yeah.
We'd have 100 degree one month. We had 28 days of 100 in August.
Oh, August is definitely.
But this year has been June, so I'm waiting to see what August is going to do.
I'm a little frightened to see what August is going to do.
Nah, I'm not worried about it anymore.
No? Well, yeah, you're retired. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Semi-retired.
Yeah.
We're making a little progress.
I found it.
Oh, you found him. Okay,
it's a house finch.
House finch. Oh, with the raspberry. So, yes, the house finch. Yes, when you said red, I went Rufus, but you meant, yes, the house finch. So the male house finch is your bird. We had looked at a chipping sparrow during the break and established it was not a chipping sparrow she was seeing. So, yes, the house finch. Yep. Very good.
Sorry for the interruption.
We just don't seem to have as many as we had last year.
No, we don't.
Well, and right now I actually just recorded a new ad about molting, and the birds do tend to become less active when they're molting and kind of hide up in the trees where they're a little more protected, because molting takes a lot of energy. That's when they are shedding their old feathers and getting new fresh feathers in, and it's a whole process. So that it takes a lot of energy, and they don't have as much energy.
And that happens in July and August?
For a lot of the birds, it does, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah. I learned something today.
It's been less, but you know, we still have a few. I mean, especially the redbirds, the cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen that many robins. So,
okay.
And I...
Yeah, the cardinals have it rough when they molt, because they lose all of their head feathers in one big chunk and they look sad. And that's the way it naturally happens. They don't have an illness. They don't have mites. It's not anything but nature. They have rough hair days this time of year.
I've seen them like that. Yep. Wondered what was going on. Yep. I thought something had gotten to them and dying out and the whole thing.
No, that's part of their annual molt.
I can't remember the name. I did know it. But this thing builds nests on the ground.
Okay.
And it has eggs and hatches them, right? People walking by and everything.
Yeah, sounds like a killdeer.
That might be it.
Yeah.
I think that is it. We got them again. We didn't have any the last 2 years, and there's more out over at the nursery on the gravel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're really cool birds. They are the ones the parents will run around with a droopy wing. If you get too close to the nest, they'll run around with a droopy wing to try to pull you away from the nest, make you think that they're injured or something. If you're a predator, they're going to be an easy catch, and that way you won't. You get too close and they'll fly away, but drag you away from the nest.
We've had them. Well, I'll get back to that. Since Matthew's giving me the music again, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Living in a lonely world, he took the midnight train going anywhere.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is.
Matthew trying to mess me up.
You don't have your headphones on.
That's true, too.
I have a good question, I think.
Yes,
what is good to clean a concrete bird bath?
Okay.
Well, I have one that's been in the yard for many years, and it's needs cleaning.
Needs a good cleaning.
It's bad.
Okay. You can do a light bleach solution or a light vinegar solution. Don't mix the two, one or the other.
Yeah.
If it's a fountain, go ahead and run the fountain a little bit just to let the water go all the way through it. Good scrub brush. We've got some heavy-duty, strong bristled scrub brushes in the store that are excellent for that kind of thing. Get in the porous cracks and that kind of thing, and then rinse it really well. Especially if you're using the bleach solution, but both of them, you'd want to rinse really well and let it dry completely. Then before you fill it with water.
Well,
it's been a long time since it was clean.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get like probably a charcoal brush to clean and get all that crap out of there.
Yeah, get you a good brush and just really light bleach or vinegar. It doesn't have to be a strong solution, just a little bit in there.
I use vinegar a lot for cleaning.
Yeah, vinegar is a great cleaning substance. Yeah, absolutely.
So, we had our house washed and everything, then we started getting rain, so now I got debris up on the house.
They
washed the house at 4 o'clock and the rain came at 5 o'clock.
Of course they did. Well, I mean, that
it's
was
like washing, your car.
Or watering my plants.
Yeah,
water my plants and then it rains, which I'm grateful for. Yeah, I will take it.
Tommy turned the sprinklers on the garden and 30 minutes later it pouring.
Absolutely.
But the plants really like the rainwater better.
Exactly.
Than
that's what you
got
to do to get rain, then we'll do it.
Right, right.
But 5 weeks is a long time.
Oh, man.
We went 5 weeks without rain?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hot.
I didn't realize it'd been that long. I just knew it was hot
time.
And miserable.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not used to June with no rain like that.
No, it seemed really hot. So, yes, I'm a little worried about August. But they were saying it's going to be a big hurricane season, too. So
it has been everywhere but here. Mainly on the west, Mexico, Texas, over there.
Well, I think when the one that hit in Texas was only like a category one, wasn't it?
I've really only heard about Beryl coming in.
It was a category five out in the Gulf.
Right.
Yeah. But when he hit land, depending on where, it was either one or two. But it's, even a one can be destructive.
It's still a hurricane.
Yeah.
It's still a hurricane. Yeah.
As long as we don't get another Hugo, I'm fine.
No.
I was born in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I know all about
hurricanes. But Hugo was the worst one.
Yeah.
We had 70 mile an hour winds here.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was a doozy. But they said it wouldn't happen. And guess what? I don't believe any of them anymore. I just wait and see.
Well, you know, usually we at least get some rain. We may not get anything bad, but usually at least get some rain.
Well, what kind of specials you got going on this week?
Oh, my goodness. Specials this week. So we're still doing our sizzling summer savings.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we are finishing out with some kitchen decor items. We've got our buzzy towels and... some of that kitchen decor stuff. And then coming up, that ended yesterday. I need to put out the Facebook post for what's happening today. So starting today, I looked at it yesterday.
I don't know.
Look at the Facebook page in a few minutes. I'll get it posted.
Shame on me. 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
To get my bird feed, and it was double the points or whatever.
Yeah, we had double points for our Daily Savings Club members. And so we've got a DSC special coming up.
Take advantage of the double points.
Absolutely. DSC double points is
great. She didn't tell me for a long time that she was some kind of club member.
Well, I mean, that means she gets 15% savings on all of her food.
15% plus, of zero is zero.
Well, that just doesn't make it worth it. But then you're not feeding your birds and enjoying them either. You get points, which equate into dollars.
She didn't spend money on anything bad.
So, yeah.
But she could spend a little money on her birds. If she wants to.
Absolutely.
We call them our pets.
Well, oh, sure.
He calls them my pets.
I call them your pets. They're not my pets.
Well, and you don't have to pay vet bills on them, and she's good for your heart, your blood pressure.
She's still got plants sitting on the deck she hadn't planted yet.
Yeah.
That was back in March.
Well,
Tommy was supposed to help me, but he hasn't had time because of the garden, so.
We put up a lot of corn.
Corn?
Corn.
For Silver Queen corn.
So, okay, yums.
He did eight rows, 45 feet long.
Okay, that is a good bit of corn.
We got about 50 dozen ears. Part of it's in our freezer, part of it's in his freezer.
Yep.
I don't think we did enough on the cob.
Okay. You shucked most of it?
Yeah. We shucked all of it.
Oh, you shucked all of it. Shucked it. Now you got to keep some in on the cob.
Creamed it.
Well, we put it on the cob, but put it in bags and freeze it.
Okay, yeah.
The best of the corn was the first picking, and we hadn't done it in 8 years, so we were learning again.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't think we took out enough for on the cob. And Reba and her like kernels cut. I mean, I like it.
Creamed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the gist of the issues with me. But I love the cream corn.
See, I love it on the cob. Give me something fresh on the cob. Absolutely.
Actually, freeze it. Oh, y'all got me talking about corn. We'll be right back to the garden.
Sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality.
with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. Two lovely ladies, Miss Lauren Mobley and Rhonda Crump, are here helping me out. And it didn't take two of them to make one of David, but that's all right. And he lied again. He's supposed to call us this morning.
Oh,
he hasn't done it yet.
It's three times now.
He's called me and told me, I'm going to call you Saturday morning, and he doesn't.
Oh, dear.
That must have been that call I thought was spam.
Oh.
I just put him to voicemail.
Yeah.
Might be.
So our special... it's 30% off garden flags this week. That's our sizzling summer savings, is the 30% off all of our garden flags. So if in this heat and sunshine you've got something fading, you want something fresh and new, and we're also going to be pulling out any back stock we have of Christmas and Thanksgiving and that kind of thing. If you want to get something ahead of time, we'll be ready for you.
I tell you what, those little seed wreaths and all that good stuff. It went really well as Christmas gifts.
We're going to be bringing those in. And actually, I've got some new stuff coming in for holiday along those lines.
My Bible study ladies loved them.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. Yes.
She really did well with those.
We do. We do everything from the little ornaments up to bigger wreaths. Try to make some good little grab-and-go gifts for everybody, or hostess gifts for those holiday parties.
You might need to put a tree up this year so you can put bird ornaments on.
I might.
We ain't done a tree the last few years.
Yeah. We might have to. Just
the two of us, and we don't have events at our house anymore.
Right.
My brother's got the grandbaby, so he's next door, so we usually go to his house.
And we go to my mom's for my side of the family because, you know, with her being 90 years old, it's easier for us to go down there.
Absolutely.
And try to get her. But we are taking her to the beach in September, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, good stuff. So,
for her 90th birthday.
Her 90th birthday, and all that woman's stout now.
All right.
She don't take no stuff.
You say
either.
Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Yes,
you
ma'am, and no,
argue
ma'am.
With her.
All right, we got Matt signaling that we are time to wrap
out
up.
Out of time.
So come by Rock Hill and Indianland Wild Birds Unlimited. We're open today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's a wonderful day. You got somewhere to go this week.
There you go.
Hi.
Thank
I don't
you.
Mind going
and we'll
there.
See you next week.
Thank
on the
you.
Radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.